can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler.
Well, the U.S. war with Israel is intensifying. A second U.S. plane, A-10 Warthog, was downed by Iran near the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. is already softening up the Strait of Hormuz for an invasion. I've already got the intel. The troops have been told they're going in. They'll tell them that even when they're not, but maybe Trump pulls back, but I think right now, by next week, we've invaded the Strait of Hormuz, which is beyond insane. So we'll do another 45 minutes with our guests, and I'll hit all these developments at the end. I'll probably go on Harrison. Things are getting so serious. I was planning to try to take off Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to tape a Sunday show, but I just can't do it. I'm going to have to come in. Man, what a time to be alive. This is a short segment. Some stations don't carry it, but I want to dovetail this when I post it to Rumble and X and things. So let's finish it with Men in Black and go back to the main discussion after that. So just you're the expert, I mean, wide spectrum, you're the expert on accuracy, because I'm pretty smart about it. So I know your research is the best, Daniel, with so much disinformation out there. But the Men in Black, are they aliens? Are they advanced humanoids? I mean, we know they're real. We know they pop up. I've talked to a lot of people that have seen them. I think I've seen them. Definitely never seen anything like it. What I saw in D.C. was Men in Black, looked like demons. Huge vampires, huge white-skinned, scary-looking people, pig noses, you name it. It was like a hallucination. I couldn't believe it happened. But your best quantification, what are they?
Well, they're absolutely real. That's for certain. No question about it. Just like your experience. Yeah. I mean, just from your experience, I've talked to people on very high levels who've looked at this, and they, you know, they
and
have
I've seen literature. People feel fear, like it's immediate.
Now, that's fascinating because it's dealing with their energy body. And what I learned when I tracked it back was about a group called the Sami, which were Laplanders in Finland. And it's interesting. One of the most famous I can think of is Renee Zellweger, but they're very fascinating looking people. And the Sami are very interesting because we recruited a number of Sami to come over here in 1912. And the intelligence agencies were working with Samis. They were known as the best psychics on the planet. And they had the best shamans as well. And so many things like the reindeer and, you know, the whole thing about Santa Claus and the reindeer and him coming down the chimney. That's all Sami aspects. And supposedly it came from their shaman doing these psychedelics. Well, it's quite fascinating because the Sami, when they were recruited, one of the things they could do, if you could track back in their story, is they could project themselves anywhere and look like anything. This was part of the powers that they had. And they were sought after, you know, in the medieval ages and things like that because of their abilities. But they are a very remote group up there, a very small group that maintained this. And we recruited a number of them. And I was looking at the reasons why we did it. And it was, oh, you know, the technical reason was to train reindeer. I don't think it was to train reindeer if they were the best psychics on Earth. Now, one of the researchers back in the UFO world was called John Keel. He's passed away now. But one of the things he did was interview all of the people who had these Men in Black experiences. And he started to say, well, you know, the description sounds like they're Asian, you know, over and over again. They're short and they're Asian features and all the rest of it. He was going into this. And he was making all the list of this. So he decided to bring in all these different pictures of these different races to these witnesses. And everybody from the UK, Germany, you know, Alaska, China, whatever it would happen to be. And he said it wasn't just 50% or 60%. It was 100% of the people who had the encounters that he showed the pictures to chose the Sami picture over and over again. So when you think about this, they have the ability to astral project. When people get around these Men in Black characters, they're in fear, right? But they also seem very awkward in real life and what's going on there.
We're going to break. We'll come back with this. What do you think about the ones I saw being really tall?
Well, that reminds me of the Charles Hall story about the tall whites, which are a group here that looks very human, but is also incredibly tall and kind of freakish. And he encountered them when he was the weatherman at Nellis, which is Dreamland Area 51. And he came forward with all his experience. They just threw him in. They didn't say, you're dealing with aliens. They just said, you know, here, deal with these people. And so they threw him in like an experimental subject. And it goes deeper. It goes deeper still.
All right, back in 60 seconds. Let's continue.